Back to the Chavis Halvavis. I hope there's no misunderstanding about the point is that what's the ideal? What's the ideal a Jew should strive for? The ideal a Jew should strive for, it could be we're not holding in a door where we can reach the ideal. Certainly, most people feel they can't paskin hilchish. You know, whatever you feel, the question is, what are you going to strive for? So you're going to strive for, so the Chavis Halvavis says, and I want to explain the pasuk. He says, when the pasuk says that you go ask the Bez and Agadol what to do, it gives a list of things that you really can't figure out logically. Dam l'dam, now we'll skip din l'din in a moment, nega l'nega, it's things that are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They're not things that are, now when the Chavis Halvavis gives a list of things that the pasuk doesn't say, he really goes to the opposite extreme. He goes to Chovos Halvavos, he talks about Hashem's unity, that Hashem exists, Avos Hashem Yiras Hashem Bitachon, he goes through all the topics in the table of contents in Chovos Halvavos, Bitachon, Avodas Elokim, Yichud HaMaisa, Tshuva, Kniya, it's like a table of contents. And these are things which, it's like the opposite extreme. If one end of the extreme is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, right, or so the other extreme is Kabbalah, as he calls it. The other extreme is what the things that are by nature Chovos Halvavos. Now, the pasuk also says Bein Din LaDin, so that, and that means usually Dinei Momon is different Din Torahs between people. So the pshat is certainly, you know, if you had to sit here and use, nobody ever claimed that you could sit here and use your logic and construct the whole Chayshim Mishpat. Avraham Avinu could. Avraham Avinu, you know, constructed the whole Torah, Nasu Shteichel Yosef Kishtei Mayonis HaChachma, and he was able to logically, by looking at the world and communing with Hashem and meditating and like feeling the universe in his bones, he was able, mamish, literally, to construct Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. That's like Avraham Avinu. No one's holding by doing that. There is one example. Now, Dinei Momonos is logical. I don't know what Barak, Rabbi Safar, said in Shir, but I've said many times, there's a difference between a svara that's logical and a svara that's compelling. When the Gemara says, El Svarahu, Asal Adam, Lehonos Me'olam Azebeli Bracha, and the Pnei Yeshua suggests that therefore it's the Oraisa, the Teretz is, Papashit is not the Oraisa. I, the Gemara says, a famous Gemara about Hamotzi Machaber Levaraya Lomali Cross Svarahu. The answer is that there's this Svara and this Svara. The Svara of Hamotzi Machaber Levaraya is what we call compelling. So a compelling Svara is on the level of a Dioraisa. And also, Lodom Shenos Balom Zebloi Bracha, Svara is not compelling to be on the level of Dioraisa. It's not Shver. The whole Torah, most of Torah, 90% of Torah is logical, although not compelling. But there's different levels. There's compelling, there's logical, like Asal Adam Lenos B'li Bracha, and then there's the Dinei Torah, by and large, are very logical after it's said. After it's said, it's logical. Now, Dinei Momonos, you go Chayshim Mishpat, where it says Bein Din LaDin, and you don't know what to do, and you go to Sanhedrin, it's talking about the intricacies and the twists and turns and the various, you know, Chayshim Mishpat. No one's going to say that the whole Chayshim Mishpat is Lomali Cross Svarahu. It's not like that. You have, anybody who's ever learned Bava Kama knows that the Arba Avos Nezikin, right? It's true. Lamai said that Bava Metziah and Bava Basra is mostly Svara. Very, very, very few, little Tzukim in Bava Metziah and Bava Basra. I mean, you have Shabbos Aveda, you have the basic Chiyuvim, but Bori B'Shema, Migu, like the whole Toyim V'Nitan in Bava Basra and Bava Metziah, that's all Svara, no Psukim. But Bava Kama is full of Psukim. So when it says Bein Din L'Din in the Pasuk, it's talking about the things that are Psukim. The things that are Psukim. The Chavis Halvavis' point, and that's why he goes to the extreme, when he wants to describe what you shouldn't have to go to a Sanhedrin to ask. And it's a very sad day for Judaism if you have to go to a Sanhedrin, to Bez and Agadol, to ask about Achdus Hashem, Avos Hashem, Bitochen B'Hashem, etc. and so forth, right? I mean, you know, we, you know, we're not holding there. We, I dare say, with all due respect, we do have to go even to Rabbi Melinitz's Chavis Alvavas Shir to learn these things. I don't know if we could figure it out on our own. I have to say, I'm sorry, please be merchem with me if I've insulted you. But the Chavis Alvavas doesn't, that a person should figure out for himself. And he shouldn't have to go ask a Shaila. He shouldn't. And that's, what is his point? His point is, remember how the Chavis Alvavas started off in the Hakdama, that the greatest gift Hashem gave to a person is his mind. And everything you should check out with logic and with Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. So he's making the point here that Chavis Halbobos in particular are things that are logically compelling, and therefore you shouldn't... What is he addressing? He's addressing the Chacham that said, yeah, let's rely on... We have it in the Sora. Let's rely on... That's what Chavis Halbobos says. You know, if you want to say... Let's talk tachlis. Let's talk controversy. You say, you know, I'll lose another couple of misfollowing now. Let's talk tachlis. If you would ask the Chavis Halbobos, if you want to prove that Hashem made the world in 6 days, that the world is 5,768 years old, should we just accept it? Because that's what we were told. Or should we ask questions and give answers and struggle with if it's true or not and work on it? The Chavis Halbobos is saying, is shouting, is saying as clearly as it's possible to say, it is wrong. That's what Chavis Halbobos holds. You want to say it's a machlokes, could be it's a machlokes. But we're learning now Chavis Halbobos. And he's saying it's wrong to say, don't delve into it, just accept it. That's mamish what he's addressing. He's saying things that you could figure out, whether it's through Shar HaBechina, you want to see Hashem in the world, you want to see Hashem in Torah, in the flow of history, Hashem's Achdus. That's what Shar HaBechina is all about. He says, the Torah wants you to figure it out for yourself. The Torah doesn't want you to just accept it and be done with it that way. That's exactly what he's addressing in this paragraph. There's a lot of souls. You don't like it, so find yourself another Rishon that holds differently. But he holds like that. Okay. If you're able to. If you're able to. You're not talking about if you're not able to, so you should therefore doubt if Hashem made the world, Chas v'Shalom. He says, certainly, okay, we'll learn it inside tomorrow night. It's too late tonight to learn it inside. He says, certainly in the methodology of teaching, so you learn when you're children. So certainly you're learning at an age where your mind is not intellectually mature enough to figure things out for yourself. So that's for sure. The Seder HaDvarim, first is going to come Kabbalah, meaning tradition. You're going to teach that this is what we believe, this is what we have a chain of Mesorah from Har Sinai. That's first. And then as you mature, you're supposed to delve into it. But then he brings down five psukim that when the Pasuk's listing how we know these things, how we know the Chavis Halbobos, so when the Torah lists it in order of chashivas, of importance, of priority, for example, he brings the Pasuk, Halo Yodata Im Lo Shamata, Elokei Olam Hashem. So he says, first comes Yodata, not first in terms of teaching. Certainly in terms of teaching, Shamata comes first. Because you're teaching it to your children. You're teaching it to a 15-year-old. He's not capable of any philosophical, But in terms of the solidity of my idea, is first Halo Yodata. That's what Hashem wants from us. A deep idea. And then Im Lo Shamata. Then comes that. He brings on another pasuk, Halo Seidu, Halo Tishma'u. Zchor Yomos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. That comes first. Binu, figure it out with Havana. And then, Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha, Sikenecha V'Yomru Lach. So again, it doesn't mean and then chronologically. Certainly he says chronologically first is Kabbalah. But in terms of how you have to know it, first comes your own deep-rooted, deep seed. The truth is, and this is what the Chavis Halbobos, everybody's bored with the Hagdama, the Chavis Halbobos already. But the truth is, this is what he's streaming, and we're listening, and we're going, okay, let's go weiter already. But we don't spend time on it. People don't spend time thinking about the nature of Hashem, the nature of Hashem's Achdus, how you see Hashem in the universe. This is what he's screaming, that we don't spend time doing that, and those are the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, and we don't spend time doing it, and we should. That's what he says. Okay.